Today on the World Cafe, we get a chance to talk with the Watson twins, Lee and Chandra, and we'll also hear a performance recorded at the recent Public Radio Non-Convention in Philadelphia. The Watson twins are from Louisville, Kentucky originally, but relocated to L.A. In 2006, they released their debut EP, Southern Manners, almost simultaneously with Rabbit Fur Coat, their collaboration with Jenny Lewis. Their new album is called Fire Songs. Even though they have a bit of a folky sound, I asked them if the bluegrass music and all the things that you associate with the Kentucky area were in fact an influence on them.
We actually, when we were teenagers, about 15, we started going to hardcore shows, which is, you know, in Louisville, there was this underground music scene, which, you know, when you're in a town like Louisville, there's not a whole lot to do as a teenager. You go to the mall or
you get in trouble.
Yeah, you go hang out in parking lots and watch your friends skateboard and go to these all-ages shows. And so we'd spend a lot of time hanging out, going to hardcore and punk rock shows. And then we were also, at the same time, strangely enough, singing in church choir. So these two great dynamics there. And then also our mom just had a great record collection and grew up listening to Pink Floyd, Cat Stevens, James Taylor, Emmylou Harris, Willie Nelson. All those records
like
were...
the classic, you know, standby records that for a singer-songwriter, it's like... it's just food for you, you know?
So I think it really is just kind of a melting pot of all these sounds. And we were always just always into R&B and soul, too. I think just purely drawn by the vocals and the harmonies and stuff like that. So all these things kind of came together. And on this record, we really allowed ourselves to sort of explore and hint at those styles with also just kind of keeping it within our own style. So it was kind of fun to just sort of have these little touchstones of different sounds that we sort of leaned on.
Well, let's go to the stage. This is recorded at World Cafe Live during the non-convention. And Chandra, this is one of your songs, How Am I to Be. Do we need to know anything about it?
No, not really.
Okay.
It's kind of inspired by a little doo-wop and just fun song to sing.
All your silly ways. Now how
you so much.
On stage at World Cafe Live, the Watson Twins, who are our guests today on the Cafe, Fire Songs is their new album, which is out on Vanguard Records. And now you were in Louisville, and then you decided to go to Los Angeles. Was it, gosh, I'm going to go make it in the music business, or did you just go out there for other reasons, or how did
we had sort of a weird
chance of fate?
Yeah, we had a. We had done a, after we got out of school, we did a 6-month road trip around the country, just Chandra and I and our truck and guitar and, you know, a couple sleeping bags.
Wow, this sounds great.
It was
a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. We had never been west to Kansas, and we wanted to see the States. We had went to school in England and traveled all over Europe, but we had never seen America, and we thought, we need to do this. So our mission was kind of trying to find a place to live, and by the time we got to Los Angeles, we pulled in, and I looked at Chan. I said, "Don't ever ask me to live here. This city is just horrible." I was like, "You can't see the mountains. There's smog. I've never seen smog
before."
Smog
and the heat and all that stuff. But it ended up, basically, we made a promise to each other that we were going to allow when the door opened, we were going to just go, and we weren't going to ask questions. And so about 3 weeks before we were supposed to move, our friend called us and he said, "Hey, my roommates are moving out," and he lived in Los Angeles. And he said, "If you want to move here, it's yours." So we looked at that as the door and just packed up our stuff and went out west. And we were definitely looking for cities where we could play with other musicians. That was kind of the focus. And we didn't want to go back to Louisville because we had been raised there, and it was time for some change. So it just ended up, and as soon as we moved into Silver Lake, which, you know, has a great music community there, tons of bands, we started immediately meeting people, and it was pretty easy to sort of just start playing music.
We were playing like, you know, Monday free nights at Spaceland, and on the bill would be like, you know, Rilo Kiley, and we were in a band called Slidell, and Early Mart, and, you know, Surprise, you know, Beck performance or whatever, you know. I mean, at that point, people were just doing what they do, you know, Silver Sun Pickups. Nobody knew any of these bands, and we were all coming up at the same time and supporting each other in that scene. And it gave you a, you know, not that we were competing by any means, but it gave you incentive. My friends can make a record. Hey, I can too. Like, we can all do this.
A lot of encouragement.
Encouragement from them, and you know, also collaborations that, you know, of course, eventually led us to doing the record with Jenny.
Yeah, did people immediately come up to you and say, "Ooh, would you sing backing vocals on my stuff?" I mean, come on.
Probably not as much as you would think.
Really?
I mean, I think, you know what, this last year I've been very focused on making this record, and so we were traveling a lot. We were promoting our EP Southern Manners, and so we've just kind of been we've been kind of in Watson Twin world for the last year, which has been really nice, because we did for many years sing backup for people, and that was kind of our main thing, was these backup harmonies, you know. So it's been a great adventure, sort of stepping into the forefront.
Now people have described something to me as Watson Twin harmonies. as if is there something different about how you sing together?
I think, you know, it's this friend of ours, he always says, "You have this thing that you do," and he tried to explain it to me. I really didn't understand what he was saying. He's like, "It's just something that comes inherently to you guys, but I don't know if you understand, like, not many people approach creating harmonies in that way." And I think it's just something
it's kind of a language that I think we just sort of developed years of singing, that we don't really even think about anymore. And sometimes maybe it's something that it just sort of happens naturally. And, you know,
and we both kind of lead each other. I mean, that's like one of the most fun times that we have, is singing together and being able to really just like let go and follow each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
really
inherently
listening.
We know where the other person is going to go.
Yeah.
And I think that only comes from just singing together for years.
Years and years and years.
That was sort of a question I was going to ask, was kind of about the twin experience. I mean, you both decided to go here. You both decided to go that.
I mean,
has there been a point where one person said, "No, I want to go this way," and the other one wants to go the other? Has that happened yet?
It's weird, you know, we have definitely done different things and went our separate ways, but we always kind of found each other again.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, imagine, you know, we talk about it and we're like, is it weird that, like, we play music together and, you know, we tour together and, like, you know, all of our projects are together, you know, backing people up or whatever. But it's kind of one of those things where, you know, would you tell your best friend, like, we're too close, I like you too much, like, we shouldn't hang out? You know, it's like, just because we're twins, people are like, that's weird, you know.
Freaks people out because we have the same
genes.
But
it's like your sibling, yeah, sure. Your sibling and your best friend and your twins. So it's
kind of... And you know when you're gonna, when you get in a fight... that it's going to be over
in 5 minutes
because you don't, you just, you let that stuff go when it's siblings, yeah. You know?
All right. There's a lesson there for all of us, I think. Indeed.
Wise words from the Watson twins.
Our book will be coming out next year.
Absolutely. The Watson twins on how to live together. Fire Songs is the new one. We're going to go back to the stage of World Cafe Live, and this is a performance of Old Ways.
Old Ways, another one from our guests, the Watson Twins, today on the Cafe, and we're finally getting a chance to have them with us. We didn't get a chance to have you all and Jenny on when Rabbit Fur Coat was out, and missed Southern Manor, so it's great with Fire Songs, the new album. What have you learned about writing during this whole thing? Because you write separately, and you write some together. Has that been a learning experience?
Yeah, I think that, you know, more than anything, when you're, you know, we spent a year on the road with Rabbit Fur Coat, and, you know, just the experiences in general of, you know, living on the road out of a suitcase and the people that you meet, and also just the way that it takes your soul through a journey, you know, and you can't really, it's hard to describe what it conjures and creates in your world. And when you come back, you feel completely alienated and try to, you know, fit back into your life again, which is, it's touring is such a weird thing. So I think when we came back, we had all this creative force and, you know, we're ready to write and ready to work on new songs. And B, we had all, you know, this traveling and experience behind us that
we could draw from.
We could draw from that. And also, you know, we've been writing for a long time.
So who's the big Cure fan?
Well, strangely enough, it actually, we were at home for Christmas and we're listening to WFPK and in Louisville, and we heard this song Just Like Heaven, and we were both singing it together and we were harmonizing together just like in my mom's kitchen, just like cooking dinner, and we looked at each other and Lee goes, you know, we should cover that song. So we were both fans from before, and you know, it just it sort of just happened. It wasn't really a choice. Everyone's like, oh, what a great choice for a cover, and it's like, it kind of just came out of nowhere. It was like we were listening to the radio and we're like, oh, let's try that, and then we came back and brought it into the band, and
there was no real arrangement of it either. Like, it just kind of came out that way. It came out slow and
it's a really beautiful romantic song. It's just funny when you hear it, you know, when you actually can hear the every word. It's really beautiful.
Absolutely, and your version kind of totally changes it for me. It's a great song. So I guess we can do that live on stage, and this is Just Like Heaven, the Cure, as done by the Watson Twins.
Yeah.
must have been asleep for days. Move lips to breathe her name. I opened up my eye. Found myself alone, alone, alone above her agency. It's surely only girl I let drown her deep inside of me.
Just Like Heaven, it's the Watson Twins on stage at World Cafe at the recent Public Radio Non-Convention, and a cover of The Cure song. And our thanks to the Watson Twins for joining us. Their new album is called Fire Songs. And we have new music from Teddy Thompson to get to, a new solo album from the son of Richard Thompson. We get back here to the World Cafe.